Natural Selections is supported by Tug Hill Tomorrow Land Trust, helping kids and their families fall in love with nature. Learn more at tughilltomorrowlandtrust.org.
Well, it's the dry season in my house, being winter, and the heat is on, and, you know, we have a humidifier in the bedroom and so on and so forth. But basically, there is a lot of static electricity happening in my house, and you forget about it, and you touch something, and you get a shock. I don't understand electricity at all, I guess. Why does that happen?
I'm not that great at it either. But
you're a biologist, not a physicist.
That's
but
my
let's
out
give it
there.
A shot.
Yeah. So the real basics are, okay, so you have like regular electricity that's in a wire that makes a current. Like
you plug it in and it's contained.
Yeah, it's like a river. It's flowing in like a current of water, right? So you got that. Then static electricity is not flowing. It's sitting still. And it has to do with everything being made of atoms, and the outside parts of atoms are made of electrons, and they have this electric negative charge on them.
Is basically everything charged?
Everything in theory could become charged if its atoms lost some of their electrons or gained some of them, like steal them from other atoms if they're allowed. So depending on what the material is, if you bring two objects together and they're touching, then the electrons from one set of atoms could leak over into the other one.
Like friction.
Like there's share. Yeah, especially with friction, you're rubbing it a bit and it kind of knocks them loose. And then if you separate the objects, now they're different charges because one of them has extra electrons and is more negative. The other one lost them and it's more positive. So now this is called static charge. It's not going anywhere. But if you bring them together, then the electrons could jump across the gap and make a spark.
So when I walk across my rug, I'm messing up the static charges. I'm taking something and then I touch something.
And go zap.
Zap.
And it's like a miniature lightning bolt, actually. It's kind of similar how lightning works. That you have static, you could say, charge separation. The earth itself tends to be more negative, the surface of the ground. And the upper atmosphere tends to be more positive, and that kind of a separation of charge is also behind how lightning works.
So sometimes, boom.
Yeah.
It happens. You were talking about bees and flowers, and the flowers having a charge, and the pollen and the hairs on the bee. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's pretty
amazing. In terms
of
static electricity?
Yeah, it's this kind of new field called electrical ecology or electric ecology. People are noticing, okay, the surface of the earth has, in general, a more negative charge, and so therefore plants do. Hmm. They're stuck to the ground. And so plants tend to be a little bit negative pattern of charges on them, whereas bees are flying around and having this friction happening, but either by being on the ground or flying through the air, and they tend to be more positive.
Huh.
So they're charged slightly differently from the plants. And so if you ever noticed you had static electricity from, let's say, you rubbed a balloon on a rug and then stuck it near your hair and your hair stands up to try to reach the balloon.
Right.
Similar thing happens to the bees, especially bumblebees. They're fuzzy and their hair will bend in the presence of the static field from the flowers.
Because it's positive and this.
They're positive and the flowers got a little bit of negative. So they start bending within a few body lengths of the flower. So they're feeling this all over their body. And then it turns out different parts of the flower have different amounts of charge. So kind of a pattern, almost like.
It shows them where to go on the flower?
Shows them where to go on the flower. So they're feeling this with their entire body as well as seeing it with their eyes. And scientists have been studying this. They take powdered dye with charge and they dust the flower with it. And it goes zip right to the most negative parts, usually around the edges of the petals and the tips.
Boy, there's so much we don't understand or we're gaining understanding of. That's complicated. Thanks very much, Dr. Kreutzdegger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.